Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Oh, that was weak. Let's try that again. Christ is risen.
He is risen
indeed. Hallelujah. That's the word. We know the story, right? Many of us could recite it from memory. So now what do we do with it? If Jesus is risen, where will we find Jesus today? Well, to find out, let's go back to the story. Mary and Joanna and the other women went to the tomb where Jesus was buried as soon as they could early that first Sunday morning, and were told they brought spices with them so they could anoint his body in order to cover the smell. They fully expected to find Jesus' body there, dead and decomposing. And when they got to the tomb, they're met instead by a couple of guys who asked them, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" "What?" they must have asked. "What do you mean, look for the living among the dead? We just came here to anoint his body to keep the smell down. What do you mean, look for the living here?" And then the guy said, "Jesus said he's going ahead of you. Go see him there. Don't look in a tomb for the living. Look ahead of you into the world. Don't look back." Now, Jesus' resurrection is important, no question. The challenge for us today is to look past the empty tomb and to keep three things in balance: the cross, the empty tomb, and our desire to figure it all out and make sense out of it, the way part of us wants to make the resurrection fit our modern standards of proof and evidence. Now, we know it's easy to be skeptical about this story, to have doubts about it, because as citizens of this modern world, there's part of us that wants proof that Jesus really, truly rose from the dead. But there is no proof. And that's the point. This is not about proof. It is about experience and feelings and trust. See, holding out for proof of Jesus' resurrection tempts us to reduce it to something that we assume we can either completely understand and figure out, or if we can't figure it out, then we might be tempted to just throw the whole thing out. But Jesus does not need us to believe in things in order for him to be at work. Jesus works whether we believe or not. So we are tempted to look back and get lost in the details. And of course, we know who lives in the details, right? Trying to have the details make sense for us today. But faith is not about proof. It is about hope and trust. It's not just about Jesus. It is also about us. See, the point of Christianity is not to prove anything, but to trust God to forgive us and love us always, and to follow Jesus, which means loving God by loving others. This is the same Jesus who said, "If you want to follow me, you need to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow." To follow Jesus means we need to do the hard thing. Not living for ourselves, not what we can get and what we want, but living for others, to love and forgive, to share our food with the hungry, our coats with the cold, to create homes for the homeless, to welcome strangers, to love those who feel unloved or unwanted. If you want proof, that's where it will be, in transforming us, those who follow Jesus. Don't look for the living among the dead. Now, if you own a TV, if you have Netflix, you know there is a fascination these days with zombies. I don't know how many TV shows there are about zombies, the living dead. In case you're not familiar with zombies, they are dead people who are somehow still stumbling around. They are hard to kill, and for some reason, they stalk living people in slow motion, but it seems they're always able to catch them. I could never figure that out. And their intention is to kill them and eat them, or to bite them and turn them into zombies too. And I thought, what a perfect analogy for our time. There are so many ways we can end up feeling like the living dead, just stumbling around when we are in deep sadness, when we feel guilty for something we've done. Maybe those times that we're sure everybody else can see something that's wrong with us, even if we can't see it ourselves. We can feel like the living dead when the one we love so much has died, or the one we love so much has left us. We can feel like we are walking around dead when we feel like we are blindsided by betrayal or bad news that just knocks us off our feet. Don't look for the living among the dead. Don't look back. You won't find Jesus there. All you will see is an empty tomb. If you want to see Jesus, look ahead. Jesus told you, I'm going ahead of you. That is where I will be. Now, looking ahead does not mean we ignore the past, but instead, it defines how we see the present and the future. We see the future through the lens of Jesus' sacrifice and suffering and death. And that, friends, is what saves us, not the resurrection. For it was in Jesus' suffering and death that Jesus showed us that there is nothing we can do to make him stop loving him, to make him stop loving us. No amount of hate or betrayal or worse, apathy would change anything about Jesus. He promises to love us always and forever, and we cannot make him stop even if we kill him. Easter, Jesus' resurrection is the exclamation point. Jesus' resurrection is God's promise for now and for the future. St. Paul talked about Jesus' resurrection as the first fruits, the first, but by no means the end. And God's promise for new life is not only for when our lives here are completed. God's promise for new life is for us also now, today, while we are still living. God promises us new life for every way we feel like we are touched by death, for every broken heart, for every time it feels like our souls have been crushed, for every time we're sure the sun will never rise again, those times we feel like zombies, the living dead. God promises new life for us when we are racked with guilt or if we feel unwanted or unloved. Christ comes to us in those times to love us back to life and to set us free. But nothing will feel any different if we don't live it. God has opened our tombs. But if we want to live new today, we need to step out of them. We can't hang around in the tombs and expect things to be different. Don't look for the living among the dead. But look ahead of you. That's where Jesus said he will be. Jesus does not stop with saving our souls. Jesus is also about saving and redeeming us right now while we are still here. Redeem, remember, redeem is something we generally do with coupons at the grocery store, right? Redeem means to buy back. Jesus redeems us. He buys us back from the world and its arrogant bullying and greed, from all of its all about me, get even with everybody mentality. And Jesus leads us into ways to create life and hope. And Jesus makes this miracle happen in us and through us. So we follow Jesus to the cross, into his suffering, and even into his death in order to love others. Following Jesus means to live resurrected already. Now, it's not easy. It takes courage. To live free and new takes strength, and most of all, it takes trust in God. To stand up to the world with all of its greed and threats, its immediate gratification and all-about-me culture. But it is freedom, because we are not controlled or scared by anything else. We stand at the cross and ask this world, okay, what else you got? What's the worst you could do to me? Because God has already chosen me. And God will not let anything get between us. So don't just go back to work tomorrow as if nothing has happened. Don't reduce this to just some kind of religion. Live this. Serve. Suffer and sacrifice. Be generous toward others. Love and forgive aggressively. Show the world that Jesus lives. Don't look for the living among the dead. Look ahead. Look around you. Look to the ways you love other people, your generosity and sacrifice, your acts of forgiveness and mercy. And that is where Jesus is living today. And because Jesus lives, we live new too. Don't look back. Look ahead to where Jesus leads you to follow. That is where we will see Jesus risen and living today.